I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Sports Junkies, home of the five-star technician. Check them out at cropmetcalf.com. Trying to track down Jason Sobel, senior golf writer for the Action Network. Of course, Gary Woodland wins the U.S. Open. I think he had the lead on Friday, right? So he didn't have the opening round lead. But I think by Friday, definitely by Saturday, he had the lead. And he held on to win his first major, of course, holding off Brooks Koepka. And the big shot for him was on 14, that par 5 where he whipped out the 3-wood and hit it like 270 yards.
Right, and that's where Valdez is all fired up that he kind of mishit it. You know, he wasn't aiming at that flag.
I don't think he was going pin-seeking. I think he was trying to go for the middle of the green, long, and then he just tugged it.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah. Did it hit the top of the bunker? Did he get hooked by that? Like, if it doesn't hit the bunker, doesn't it sail past it for a while?
Yeah, I think he hit the top of the hill over the bunker.
Yeah,
it slowed down the momentum.
I'm always going to remember Gary Woodland as the guy that Jason fell in love with. I think it was at Congressional or maybe at the Kemper Open. Maybe it goes that far back where he just loved him in his Under Armour gear. He came back. He's like, this guy had this Under Armour gear head to toe, man. I love this Gary Woodland. He's gonna do big things. This was 10 years ago.
I remember him jocking him, but I assumed it was Puma gear because wasn't he wearing Puma yesterday?
Yeah, now he's Puma.
He used to be Under Armour.
Now he's Puma. Under Armour guy. Gotcha. Now he's in the Puma.
Right.
I think he's been in Puma for like 3 tournaments and has now won a major wearing Puma. So that's a nice payoff for them.
He's in fine shape. But he's not like in spectacular shape like the guys. Like he has a little bit of a gut, right?
Oh, I don't think so. I think he's in pretty good shape.
He's just a stocky guy.
Stocky, yeah. A little bit.
I mean, the guy played Division I college basketball or whatever.
Okay,
Washburn
he's 35
University
now.
Is.
That was when he was 20.
Yeah.
Or 19.
Yes. JP loves to look at golfers' bodies and analyze if they're athletes or not.
He doesn't really think they're athletes. I that's where he's coming from.
Well, because some of them are jacked, following kind of like the Tiger Woods model, and then there are some that have. I said he was in good shape, just not.
Brooks
Koepka. You guys have talked. You hype up Brooks Koepka.
I know because he's dreamy and
right.
He's sexy.
What I'm saying is he's not like Brooks Koepka.
I'd be butt sized to have Gary Woodland's body. Butt sized.
Yeah. Brooks Koepka is an
like
outlier.
A big silly.
I just know that JP, it's constant. JP loves to talk about golfers' bodies.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Because he disrespects them. Because he doesn't
right. I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
He disrespects them.
Yeah. They're great athletes.
Because Craig Stadler can win a major.
That's all right. He probably was a baller before he was a big fatty. He probably was. Probably was like a great high school quarterback or something. These guys are great athletes.
They also said that Gary Woodland was a baseball star in high school as well.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Yeah, freak. You think Brooks Koepka wasn't a great athlete? Guarantee he was.
I told you I disrespected Phil until I saw him throw a football.
Yeah.
Got like a 60-yard arm on him at 50 years old.
Go look at Vijay Singh's workout.
Vijay Singh's workout's sick.
I don't even think I could do half of it. And he's like 60.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Was it really disappointing that Tiger wasn't in the mix? So like
no,
it's primetime golf and he wasn't even on in primetime.
You could see how Tiger's gonna be like early in the week.
You could tell by Friday that
he
wasn't
gonna be in
it. Didn't really
just
have
his
it.
Week. He was kind
of
bitching about the weather.
Of course he didn't contend because I picked him for the golf pool. Of course he didn't go low.
Hey, do you know
why would he do that when I picked him?
It wasn't a shock to us keen Tiger observers. We could tell early.
Yeah,
you can tell through 9 if he has it or not.
Kinda. Yeah, you knew by middle of Friday it wasn't gonna happen.
Hey, did you guys know that Big Dummy Drab didn't know where Pebble Beach was?
Where do you think it was?
He thought it was in San Diego.
Well, so I'm watching it on Friday.
Okay, yep.
And they're talking about the weather and how it's going to be 66 degrees.
Right.
And I'm like, it looks a little blustery, a little cold out there.
Right, really cold for Southern California.
Orange County. And then I'm looking at the rocky cliffs.
Yeah.
And the water's really dark.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't look like Los Angeles ocean.
Right.
And then I Googled it, and it's up, it's up by San Francisco.
Of course it's up by San Francisco.
It was a sports blind spot for me. Like, I didn't know who Yvonne Lendl was. I put this in the same
first
category.
First of all, it's Yvonne Lendl.
You've never heard of Yvonne Lendl?
Okay. Yes, it took... You don't remember that?
That was my guy back in the 80s. My guy. Everybody else is rooting for Connors and Mack.
Have you ever heard of Mats Wielander?
It's been a while. I've heard the name.
He doesn't really
He
know.
Was like five then.
I guess.
I don't blame him.
How old is
Eric,
he?
We had a big fight like 7 years ago because I didn't know who Lendl was. And you said I couldn't produce the show.
I stand by
now,
that.
Now, that's a little strict. I had an Yvonne Lendl poster in my room. Yeah. I'm the only person in America.
Was that next to your Boy George poster?
I think it was a little bit. It might have been. I definitely had Boy George, Duran Duran, and Yvonne Lendl posters in my room as a kid.
What was his racket?
He had an Adidas, I believe. Adidas racket.
Who had the silly black Danae?
That was Bjorn Borg.
Okay, I have one of those.
You had the silly
black JP.
Yeah. For a little while.
John McEnroe with the Dunlop Black Max. You don't know all this?
I think I had the Danae before I graduated the Prince Pro, which was like aluminum.
The Prince Pro.
Now,
this
huge.
Is very geeky. The Prince Pro is a game changer.
I knew I had to take off the Boy George makeup.
Sweet
when
spot.
You started walking out to the court with that big, oversized Prince, people, first they started joning, but then they saw how silly it was. They said, I need to get a Prince Pro. I need to get a Prince racket. Now I'm going really down the tennis wormhole.
Are they still in the tennis business,
Oh,
Prince?
How would I know? I haven't played tennis in 20 years. I don't know.
Got to ask our guy from Tennistopia.
I guess. Ask him. Grab.
Well, wait a second. I asked my wife for tennis shoes for Father's Day. I didn't get them.
You need to get on the case.
No, she asked for something and didn't get it.
Well, yeah, because we were walking around. She's Jones on my shoes all the time because I still have this. I wear the same Adidas tennis shoes when I play tennis. I mean, I only use them strictly for tennis. But I've had the same ones for 10 years. She says, you need new ones. I go, that'd be a great Father's Day gift. And I could see her kind of, the wheels spinning.
Sure. Are tennis shoes different?
You need them, yeah.
Here's why I can shoes, explain you why. I'll wear my Pacers Brooks every time.
You need
tennis.
That stability.
Look at tennis drabs very offensive.
Like if you try to do like a shuttle run or something in running shoes, you'd probably break your ankles.
That's how you tear another ACL, Rick.
Yeah, you need that. You have to see it to believe it.
JP scoffs at the proper equipment. Yeah. He's like, I don't
There's
need that.
There's a thing to it. You have to keep your put it this way. When my kid was rehabbing from his ACL surgery, and he had the running shoes, and we go to rehab, and he had to do all this like jumping stuff and side-to-side stuff, you couldn't just do it in running shoes. You had to have like tennis shoes.
Because the running shoes just have the cushion on the bottom.
Yeah, and so you just your ankle will fold
like
over.
I know anything about running shoes. I know nothing.
You need to
consult Chris Farley's segment right
now. Yes, he loves his segment.
You need some stability to him. What were you guys joining on AWOD for? You guys were like doing your own show. I came in here like around 7 o'clock. I was like, they're doing their own show.
He played foot golf over
the
weekend and apparently posted a video.
Valdez did not get the memo to wear a plaid shirt that apparently Drab and AWOD, but basically wearing the same shirt today.
Both
pretty
of them.
Close.
They're twinsies.
I mean, it's pretty close.
Both of them ugly. All right,
Drab's very upset.
Why were you attacking Adam?
You said
he's a soccer fan, you couldn't believe he kicked the ball that way.
I swear, Adam does put out some pretty good content on his Instagram.
He does?
Because I couldn't stop watching this video of him kick a soccer ball. Because he was playing foot golf, and he's lining up for a drive or whatever off the tee.
So hold on, can you explain? So foot golf, I know some golf courses have done this before, where because they're so slumming, they can't get any business. They cut bigger holes, right? And they allow you to play.
They have special days.
They allow you to play.
Especially golf with a soccer ball and that you kick around.
Right.
So Adam has one of his buddies shoot a story on his Instagram for him.
Yeah.
And he's number one. He's wearing the shortest shorts you've ever seen in your life.
No, he's not.
I swear to God. These are huggers.
Why are you wearing booty shorts, man?
They
what are. You
I thought
it looked like you should be in the Village People.
Yeah, I mean, they should say dance on the butt or something like that. It looks like something a silly would wear on the Ocean City Boardwalk.
Right, how do I find it?
Go to
the one sports nerd.
Yeah, go to his Instagram. He posted it as one of his highlights.
You're that nerd.
And so he's wearing these awful shorts. His legs are as pale as can be. And he's lining up to kick the ball, and as someone who's a soccer fanatic, you expect him to kind of be
the
silly.
The story would be gone.
You know, it's in his highlights. So underneath.
And Eric?
Highlights?
Where are your highlights?
I swear.
Right underneath your story, there's a little circle that says highlights, and it says foot golf.
Okay.
Gotcha. You see it?
Gotcha. All right, hold on.
I want you to describe his athletic ability.
Lesson zero?
I mean,
is that him who just kicked?
Yeah. Or no.
I'm
the next one.
The second one. I mean, it's one of the worst I've ever seen.
See, I don't like to come to his defense too often, but I've seen him play basketball, and he was okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's a soccer. He's a soccer nut, okay. And it went 30 yards on the ground. The ball didn't even get airborne.
Were you trying to do that? Were you trying to hit a worm burner?
No, I tried to smack the crap out of it, and I did miskick it.
Yeah.
But I had an excellent time, and I actually was surprised myself. I played really well. I was driving the heck out of the ball, and foot golf is my new favorite sport.
Soccer golf is your favorite sport.
No, easy as kick a ball.
What'd you finish? Three under?
I just know I finished in fifth place of seven.
That's
nuts. Did you have chicks out there, or was it just a bunch of dudes?
Just a crew.
Did you do nine
broskies?
Holes? 9 holes or 18?
18 holes.
Dude, one guy's got like the soccer socks on and everything. Like he's right. Like shin guards.
Yeah.
Why is he wearing
look
shin guards?
Look how white his legs are.
By the way, you think the golf purists that work there, they're turning their nose up at you guys when you show up?
Well,
they
hate it. Only a desperate muni would do this.
Well, by the way, the tee box looks, it looks like a desperate muni.
Exactly. I've seen this before like in a magazine or something. Do they actually cut a big-ass hole that would fit the soccer ball?
It's a separate
destroying
course.
The green.
It's next to the actual golf course. So the foot golf course is kind of skinnier. And smaller, but you walk
course.
Next to the golf.
How many holes do they have?
Full 18. It's so silly. And some of it's downhill, a little bit uphill. You have to go through trees because you're kind of playing through the golf course. So you have to split trees at one
course. So what? I'm not getting it. What course was this at?
Someplace in Alexandria off Little River Turnpike.
Okay.
Pinecrest, maybe? Course?
Sounds like Annandale.
Well, technically Annandale, but the address was Alexandria.
Right.
Brett should send one less t-shirt next time, by the way. AWOT is poisoning the Sup Dogs brand.
Because?
He looks like a fat slob and he's rocking Brett's logo. It's
I
not
wear it
a good
everywhere.
Look. It's not a good look for a guy who's trying to have a hip restaurant.
Well, at least he didn't wear golf gear. Like you said, one guy wore soccer gear. Did anybody wear
the guy
golf like
wearing
gear?
Shin guards.
No, you can't go out there looking like Gary Woodland kicking the ball around a fake golf course. It's not even on a golf course.
I'm not even sure I understand.
It's on a satellite piece of land.
The kick is so bad, it looks like it's going to run into the street.
How could you not get it
the
airborne?
Road that's right
I can
there.
Understand like if you hooked it or whatever, but how could you not even get it airborne?
You did whiff in kickball.
The ball bounced over my foot.
That ball's moving. That ball's stationary. Okay.
The ball did bounce over my foot.
I understand, but moving slow motion kicks.
I tried to bunt it. For the record.
We'll never get that 4 hours of our lives back.
You've never seen a guy miss a bunt? I missed my bunt.
Actually, I think less of him as an athlete looking at this kick. How does it not get in the air?
I think it looks fine, but I just can't believe he couldn't get it airborne.
Did you think highly of him?
Did you actually play that? Soccer
he
like you
during a one-on-one game with Cakes?
When did you stop playing?
Ninth grade.
Yeah, so most.
But
people.
I picked it up again in college.
He doesn't make any of the teams. That's why. That's why I stopped playing basketball and soccer.
Everything stopped in ninth grade. Yeah.
At his peak, he was a mediocre athlete. At his peak, whenever that was,
before the beer belly. Yeah. When does your beer belly kick in?
College. At what age did it kick in?
Yeah, college.
Right at 19.
Right.
I definitely gained the freshman 15.
Yeah. Oh,
I was hitting the vending machines every night.
Got to take a break. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Now, you had the U.S. Open over the weekend. You got the NBA draft coming up Thursday. There's not a lot going on in the sports world right now. But the draft, I just happened to go to NBCSportsWashington.com. I believe that's their website. And what intrigued me was the top 10 number 9 draft picks of all time. Because that's what the Wizards have.
Give me the list. Give me number.
Oh, you want me to go all the way back? Now I got to slide back.
Yeah, I mean,
number 10 was Gordon Hayward.
Good
player
for the
injury.
Who's
now on the Celtics.
Yeah.
Number 9, Andre Drummond, 2012 draft.
Good one.
Rebounding machine. He's made third-team All-NBA in his career. Joakim Noah was number 8.
Is he still in the league?
Still in the league. I think he was with the Grizz last year.
He was really good for a while. Kemba Walker.
Great one.
2011 draft.
I was on Kemba.
2004, Andre Iguodala. He's been in the league for 15 years. You know, he's become kind of a role player for Golden State.
Really good
he
player,
was really
though.
Good. DeMar DeRozan.
Now at
the Spurs. Sean Marion, 1999 draft.
Now you're going deep.
The Matrix.
Well, some of them go deep. But wait till we get to number 1. Number 3, Amari Stoudemire.
Good one.
Number 2, Tracy McGrady.
He went
straight out of high school.
Stud.
Mount Zion High School. So I'm playing high school.
Basically, the high school was a trailer, and they didn't take any classes. They played number 1, basketball.
Right.
Top number 9 pick of all time.
Give me the year. Give me the year. Was he like a dream teamer?
20 years ago.
Was he a dream teamer? No.
1999.
Well, for his country, he was. Lock.
For his country.
Mm-hmm.
If they even made the Olympics.
JP has a huge crush on him.
Dirk
Nowitzki. Dirk. Dirk's his guy.
So you can dream, EB. I know you say it's not going to be worthwhile to watch on Thursday night.
Bit terrible
what
pick.
What team originally drafted Dirk and then traded
easy.
Him?
Remember? Seattle.
No.
I'll give you the clue. He's traded for Tractor Trailer.
Pour some out for him tonight, trailer. Who's no longer with us.
Right, I'm trying to think. Who drafted Tractor Trailer?
Definitely the Bucks.
Mm. Yeah, then vaguely Delta. Remember that. That's so, when we used to watch the
maybe
draft
they need
and it actually
to,
had meaning.
Hey, I know it didn't work out with Jan Vesely.
No, it
or
did
Jan,
not.
Is it, but maybe they need to go Euro.
Go
they
got to
find. So I think right around that range, there's some guy from France.
Is it Sekou Doumbouya? Is that the guy you're talking about?
I think NBADraft.net has him drafting him.
Yeah.
What's his deal? Just the big, tall
I saw
Euro.
Him stroking three-pointers in one of his workouts, like last week.
Am I supposed to be
typical stretch four?
No. You should not be excited about him.
6'9", 230.
If that's what you're going to ask, you should not be excited about him.
Oh, he's a brother, though. At least he's not like a white guy.
Well, he's definitely a brother.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, you wouldn't take Dirk Nowitzki?
They end up being Jan Vesely. I'd rather grasp at this guy. Hope he's the next
Giannis. Take last
Giannis.
Year's rookie of the year, Luka.
I'm not against white guys. I'm just maybe against white Europeans. I don't know. Doesn't seem to work out for us.
Maybe not for the Wizards.
Right.
But that's what they look, you know. Just by reading that, I have some hope.
How old is this guy? Sekou. You pronounce his name wonderfully, Cakes.
I did.
Sekou Doumbouya?
I think that's right.
He's 6'9", 230. He's from Guinea.
He's not even from New Guinea? He's just from Guinea?
Is he from New Guinea?
No, it's just
he's from Guinea. Old Guinea.
Conakry, comma, Guinea.
Right.
So there is a Guinea? I only knew New Guinea.
We all only knew New Guinea.
I didn't know. Gabby, there's two guineas?
I don't know.
There's a new and then there's an old. Or just a regular guinea.
I would be very hard-pressed to find any guinea on a map.
Oh,
it would be very difficult.
This is not good. Still learning the game. Started playing basketball late at 12 years old.
He's raw.
We can't draft him.
How old is he now? Is he like 19 or 20?
He could be the next Giannis.
I can't figure that out. He doesn't have full control of his body yet because he's still
don't
growing.
Don't need his AWOD.
He's raw in every aspect of his game. Relies too much on instincts. Lacks fundamentals. His IQ needs work on both ends. He's a loser.
He's 18, by the way.
He's been playing for 5 years.
He's 18. So he's been playing hoops for 6 years, and the Wiz are about to draft him at number 9 overall.
It sounds like a totally different guy. Then you look at the strengths. Prototypical new age, two-way combo forward, great defensive upside, solid size and wingspan, really fluid athlete, has NBA-level athleticism. But then you read, his first step isn't as explosive as it should be, but it's okay for a power forward. His decision making needs work.
That's where they
suffers
need
from
to
tunnel
find
vision.
The right
turnover prone
evaluator who picks the right guy. They don't even have a GM right now.
He can't,
I guess Tommy Shepard's running the show.
He can't create off the dribble. He must improve his pull-up game. He's a disaster.
Hey, doesn't mean necessarily the Wiz are going to pick him.
He's a below-average shooter.
He's just one of the guys that's going to be there in that pool, in that area, when
you
the Wiz
don't
select.
Know. Didn't you get sized when you watched like a Jan Vesely video?
His athleticism.
I just like guys who shoot. What does it say about shooting?
That's what I'm saying. It says he's not a good shooter.
That's not good. Because I remember when we talked about Jan Vesely, nobody knew anything about him.
They said he couldn't
even shoot a free throw. Here's
what I really don't like. His NBA comp, according to NBADraft.net, Billy Owens / Tim Thomas.
Well, hold on. Billy Owens was a great player. Tim Thomas had potential.
Billy Owens was a great college player. He was not a great pro. Tim Thomas was a journeyman-type pro.
So,
I mean, those are your comps. I'm not that crazy
anyway,
about
Billy
it.
Billy Owens is 50 years old right now.
Cakes.
Oh my God.
Point is,
so are you basically?
And we may have gone way back. The point is, at that number 9 pick, Dirk Nowitzki was selected. Amari Stoudemire. There have been some sillies drafted number nine.
There have also been some hectics selected at number 9 too. We could get the next Frank Kaminsky. Is that the guy you want? Because I believe he was picked at number 9 too. So for all the studs you gave me, I'm sure there is just a laundry list of duds.
Right,
to combat them.
Bring out a couple of these calls. Maybe some people are fired up for the draft.
I mean, Cakes, what else do we have to look forward to this week? You have the Nats, big series against the Phillies, and then the Braves. What else?
I don't know.
Oh, the cap signed Carl Hagelin.
Carl Hagelin back in the fold. Got it for under $3 million a year. It's a pretty nice signing.
Wicked Tuna season finale last night, too. Over. Nothing to look forward to.
Wicked Tuna.
We were watching.
Let me guess.
They
sawed the tail and the head off, and then they stuck that needle in to draw out.
They did.
See how pink it is.
Ooh, we'll watch City on a Hill today.
I need to watch second episode.
Last night they were showing episode 1. I think you saw some sort of preview.
I saw like a pilot episode.
Yes.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure this is what they do because I wasn't expecting the season to start last week when Billions was wrapping up. But sometimes what they do is. They'll throw that episode out there, and then they throw it out again.
Ah.
Drabby?
You're going to be disappointed.
I'm not going to be happy about that.
In the last 30 minutes, I've become convinced that Eric would be the worst general manager of all the junkies.
Well, I've said that.
You're upset that the guy from Guinea won't be an instant impact in the NBA.
Right.
You have no interest in watching Drew Mendoza because he's not going to be in the major leagues for another 2 years.
And then during the
commercial break, you're upset because you're hearing rumors that Jay Gruden's not interested in playing
Now. I'm not upset about that. I'm just thinking it's interesting. I'm not upset about it. In fact, I happen to agree with it. I'm not upset that he's not going to play Haskins.
So you're okay
he
with Haskins.
He doesn't like, though. Suspects.
I don't really like rookies.
Then what's your problem with them drafting a 19-year-old French kid?
He's 18,
or
by
whatever
the way.
He is.
I would just like a guy that's a little more polished.
He's Guinean.
Like,
he's Guinean.
I would just like. I don't know.
I thought he was a French citizen.
I don't know.
How would we know that?
Where's
Guinea?
Maybe
citizenship.
Maybe
it's in
Guinea's
Africa.
It's in Africa. Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
You ever heard of Guinea, France? I haven't.
Why'd you think he was French?
Well, I thought I saw that somewhere.
Uh-oh. I think he may have gone to play professional basketball in France.
Maybe he plays in France. So,
it's like all the African soccer players. They all play for France.
You know what? Let me see a video. I remember I saw a video of Yao Ming, and I thought he was poop.
Awful GM.
What didn't you like about Yao Ming?
Can't remember. The video was pretty bad. It was pretty bad video.
By the way, the last line on the last line on Dumbaya. Now, this is a pre-draft write-up. If he finds a way to put everything together on offense, he could become a great player.
Right. So if you put everything
kinda
together.
I like that. Yeah. If all the stars align, could become a great player.
Eric hates rookies.
I don't really like him.
And the weird thing is, everyone starts out as a rookie.
It's true. You have to start out somewhere.
There are only two or three that I really like. Everybody else, suspect. Let's go to Mo. Largo. Mo, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, sure.
A guy that's kind of flying under the radar, but, you know, might get a little hype over the next day or two. But you guys should check out the highlight on Bo Bowl, okay? Play for Oregon, Manute Bowl's son.
Did he barely play?
He got hurt early in the season, but if you check the film, check his statistics, and look at his upside, the young man could have an amazing future. And he's got good pedigree, too. But remember, you heard it here.
We've watched him for years.
No, and I think some of those you know, mock drafts have him being drafted right around, you know, 10. So I don't think it would be a reach to get Bol Bol.
I would like it for at least for the novelty aspect that his pops played for the Bullets.
But he plays totally different, right? Totally different. I mean, he can move. He could run the court well. Oh,
there's no chance he's thick. Shoot.
No.
Of course not. Can't be.
No. Trying to watch some Oregon highlights, but he didn't play that much at all. Nice block shot. He runs the court well.
Didn't we run into, it might not have been me, but somebody in our circle ran into Manute Bol at the bowling alley in Bowie back
He was at the bowling alley?
Yes.
Staying on brand?
He was.
Did it have a W or no?
And
just B-O-L-I-N-G.
The legend was he signed his autograph, like somebody got his autograph, and his hands were so massive, he just put a piece of paper on his hand and wrote on it.
I'm sure he did.
When you watch his highlights, you get sized. I mean, he can do a lot.
Everybody's highlights are good. They're highlights.
It's true.
JP gave us the highlights of the best number nine picks. He didn't give us the lowlights.
It's true.
He only gave us the standouts.
He's definitely thicker, and he runs the court, you know, a million times better than his dad.
By the way, John Rick definitely killed somebody about the same size as Bol Bol when he took out Boban in the movie.
Right, let's go to
pretty
our
good scene.
Let's go to our friend Vic in Accokeek.
All right. Vic, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
How are you, man?
Vic, have you applied for Wizards GM? Job opening.
I would love to. That brings me segue to my next statement. The Wizards suck.
Yeah, right.
Their basketball acumen and their front office management sucks.
Right.
Now, the thing is, Scott Brooks is not the coach to lead this team. Scott Brooks was effective where he was in Oklahoma for a good point of time because he had three NBA MVPs. They weren't MVPs at that time, but they end up being just that.
Yes.
Scott Brooks is not a leader. Scott Brooks is not a strategist. He does not make adjustments. He's a top-heavy coach. He understands basketball from an assistant standpoint, but everybody that understands a particular concept is
right,
not necessarily
a
leader.
You're being anti-Brooks. We like Brooks. He comes
so,
on the
with
show.
That being said,
but beyond
not
that,
get
what
rid
do you think
him.
They should do in this draft?
They should trade this draft pick because
for what?
Access to anybody that the top heavy part of the draft. All those guys are going to be gone. You trade this draft pick. I'm not saying tank, but you play with what you got. And you trade that draft pick. You try to get something for it. You try to add some stockpile to what you may have for the following year. You get rid of Scott Brooks. Look, you're either going to get rid of him at the end of the year or get rid of him in the middle of the year. Get rid of him. Then you get a real GM in here because they're not in a haste to do it now. The Wizards, if you really look at it from the outside looking at it, they look like they don't care. They're just going through the motions at this point. So you reevaluate based on what you're not going to get. If you want, even if you try to get one of these good players, Scott Brooks is still there, so it doesn't matter. You get a good coach. And
Scott's
you wait
proven
next
he
year.
Can coach a talented team. He's proven that.
He can coach a talented team. That's it. A talented team. Yeah. A talented team. But if you can coach a team that is semi-talented, a team that has one really good player, a team that has blue-collar guys, if you can coach that, then when you coach a great team, you're going to get into a championship. I'm sick of these top-heavy coaches because they really can't coach. You can just manage. That's not coaching. Look, everybody can coach a bunch of kids that run 4.240s, 4.440s, 4.340s, 6.364, and jump out the gym. You can coach that. Yeah, you can coach that. Can you coach a guy that run a 4.9 that's playing a linebacker? Can you coach a guy that's 6 feet? I'm 5'10 to play a corner, and he was a 4'6". Can you coach that?
Now we've blended into football somehow.
Vic's very big in the coaching.
Thank you, buddy.
If they play with their eyes,
yeah,
then you can coach them.
Well, I will say I'm watching Bol Bol highlights throughout this the last
starting to lather.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he can do a little of everything. We've been watching him since he was a kid. There have been highlights of Bol Bol since he was like 13.
I'm a proponent now of the Euro reach, and that Euro reach could be the Ghanaian who's playing in France.
Could be.
You don't
knows?
Think Bol Bol qualifies? Born and raised here. Doesn't qualify.
No. Played college basketball here. I want the unknown.
He barely played.
Who we know nothing
you
about.
You want a mysterious
who
guy.
Who played professional ball when he was 13 years old, like Luka.
By the way, I'm looking at the 2020 NBA mocks because I've already punted away 2019.
Right.
LaMelo Ball projected to be the third pick in 2020.
That's crazy.
The third pick overall.
Is that good? The guy that just stands there and cherry picks all day?
This has the Wiz picking six, taking Cole Anthony, Greg Anthony's kid, after he plays 1 year at North Carolina.
Jesus.
You start stockpiling
John
the young
Wall's
talent.
Replacement right there.
Yeah. at some point, you're going to need to replace
him. I saw when they were when they said they went up to Lonzo Ball's dad. What's it, LeVar Ball after the trade? They said he was visibly upset, and there was a picture. Was it a fake picture of him crying?
I don't know.
Has he ever been photographed before crying?
He also said that the Lakers will never win another NBA championship.
Because they traded his son.
They made the worst mistake of all time by trading Lonzo away.
Anyway, you should see the picture. It almost looks like the crying Jordan meme. Where did that come from? The crying. Where is the derivation?
Where was he crying?
The crying Jordan meme.
Maybe it was at the Hall of Fame. I forget where they got the video.
I'm not sure.
Wasn't he a big jerk at the Hall of Fame? Where he just called out all his
started clubbing people.
like mentors, like people, you know, like his high school coach. What a jerk.
All right, when we come back, let's open up the entertainment page. What are you going to fill us in on,
EB? I'm going to give you the Rocket Man report. I still haven't seen Rocket Man.
Where's the report then?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll give you the movie report. There's some other. There's a celebrity who's had nude photos. A hacker was threatening to release them. So what did she do? She released them herself.
Good for her.
Howdy's applauds that.
Yeah, we'll go through all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Drug and alcohol addiction center that has already helped several Junks listeners. Check them out online at secondchancecare.com.
I told you guys earlier I played basketball with my son. You know, it was great. It was the kids were just around. My son wasn't, you know, excited to necessarily run around and do anything. So we went out in the driveway and played some basketball. I'm walking around like I'm 800 years old. I just can't do things like you do. Aging just sucks so bad. Like, I can play tennis with my wife for 45 minutes, no big deal. We hit it around, you know, nicely, and you know, we have a good time. We hit it pretty good, too. But, like, basketball's next level wears your body down. Wears your body down more. I don't know, man. Just sucks.
You're not young and spry anymore, Ricky.
I don't even know how, like, these 50 guys, like, these guys in over 50 leagues, it must be the worst basketball ever. Right?
It's a lot slower.
Oh, it has to be terrible.
Slow and terrible. They shouldn't even play full court.
You know, I used to do the score for those over 50 and over 60 leagues.
Right.
It's awful.
They're dreadful, right?
Sure yes. It is.
It gets bad.
Because you can die. And your heart starts racing.
It gets bad at 30. I remember running into one of our buddies that we used to play soccer with, Bobby. And he used to play hoops with Brett and all these guys that, that played at the same high school. And they had a reunion where they played high school. They played hoops when they were like 30, and I remember him telling me, he said, don't ever film yourself above 30. So they played, and they had a good time. Everybody had a good time. A couple guys played,
but it's terrible.
You know, good play, and then they watched it back, and they were like, oh, my God, it's so bad.
It's so bad. I know. I think those guys still do it every Thanksgiving. They still all get together and do that.
I don't need it to be filmed to know that my hoops game has deteriorated from being mediocre.
I played hoops with Brett. In the league once, and I scored 21, and I told him, I'm not coming back. I'm going out on top.
There you go.
And I've never played in a game since.
You know, I played with them, too. I didn't do as well. I can't remember. And I also vowed I'm not coming back. But I didn't do as well.
A lot of absolutes there.
Yeah. Anyway, it just
sucks.
With
the Nighthawks. I have 5 professional points.
There you go.
Hit my 1-3 and hit my jumper.
All right, boys. Let me give you the box office report. Men in Black International Cakes. 28.5 million. That seems kind of nubby.
It is nubby for them.
The per screen average was only $6,000. $28 million gross on a $110 million budget. Ooh. Why are they bringing that back so late? Now, who are the stars? I can't even remember.
Originally was Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. This time they brought in one of the Hemsworths.
And I believe Tessa Thompson is the female lead.
And Liam Neeson's in it.
Okay, if you say so. I'll believe you if you say so.
But there's no Tommy Lee Jones.
No Tommy Lee Jones.
Knew
none
it was
going to
be a dud. I remember talking to Kevin about this on Friday, and it looked like it was going to be a dud. It was. Kevin, I think, gave it a 3, though.
Valdez, Sony would have saved so much money had they consulted the yes-no men Because we would have said, this is a terrible idea. Just pay us the $2 million, our $2 million fee, instead of spending $110 on this piece of dreck. And you know what? We could have avoided a lot of headaches. Just telling you. Now these,
definitely.
During bit season, we're going to have to actually do some of this before the movies come
out. It's so far removed from all the other Men in Blacks.
I know.
By the way, we're
okay, but that the same the Star Wars movies were so far removed and were hits.
Okay, well, that's, I mean, you can't.
You're talking about Star Wars, an iconic movie, against Men in Black.
That's a top five movie franchise of all time. That's different. That's rarefied air.
So Men in Black International did $28 million. The Secret Life of Pets 2.
It's black.
Did another $23.8 million. That's made $92 million so far in 2 weeks. Aladdin did 16. So far, it's made $263. Dark Phoenix, 9. And Rocket Man. Made another $8 million. Man, I better see that quick.
I think Dark Phoenix was a dud, though. That was also, I don't know if it's not Avengers.
X-Men. X-Men, Ricky.
I knew it wasn't Avengers.
It's a dud. It's a big dud.
It's a dud. 51, let me see. So far, it's made $51 million. They're not saying what the budget on that was, though. Had to have been huge.
I would expect big budget there.
But Rocket Man, how many more weeks do you think that's going to be in the theater?
Two.
Two more, right? It's this week or bust.
You're not going to see it.
No, I really want to see it. I really want to see it. I don't have time.
He found John Wick.
I did,
but it's in a tiny theater with like 12 seats.
I mean, it came in 8 this week, made $6.1 million. I don't know the budget on that, but it made $148 million. Yeah. And I'm guessing the budget on John Wick 3 was probably around $25 to $30 million tops.
Oh, it had to be more than that, Cakes. Most of these movies, the budgets are huge.
I don't know.
Yeah, they got to pay Keanu. What's Keanu make for that?
John Wick usually comes in at a pretty modest budget.
I'm going to guess $40 to $50 million budget.
Cakes, the Rocket Man movie was a $40 million budget.
Seems kind of high. Valdez and I would have told him, shave it down to about 30.
Trim the fat.
Let's make this a $30 million movie, okay? Not 40.
Right. We can cut we can cut the Crocodile Rock scene out.
Cut that out and a few less pairs of sunglasses for Elton John. Yeah. And we're good.
Remember we did the Tracy Morgan story where he crashed his Bugatti?
Yes.
You know, 15 minutes after he just bought it in Manhattan. What a dummy. What are you doing driving that around there? They now have some of the costs to fix it. And it's not necessarily as bad as you might think. For a car that's allegedly worth $2 million, to change the front bumper, $22,000 just for a bumper.
That seems kind of pricey.
But overall, not too bad. And then the quarter side panel also damaged. They're saying that's going to cost $10,000. So $32,000 in damages to the $2 million car.
Mm. Does anybody here watch his show?
I do not.
He has a show on
Last
right
OG?
Yeah.
I watch it. It's very good.
Really? It is.
Yes.
Is he good?
It's
or
very
is he
funny.
Kind of
how many
the same
seasons?
All, the time?
All right. Can I jump aboard now?
It's been
around for at least a couple.
You
seasons,
should watch
right?
the first one. It's on Netflix. The first one's on Netflix,
okay.
And then you can watch the second one on demand on like the TBS app. You should definitely watch the uncensored version.
I actually recorded. I'm going to watch Euphoria tonight. EB, you are the entertainment guru. Do you know about Euphoria?
I know nothing about Euphoria.
There's big buzz about Euphoria.
Big buzz about Euphoria. I think it's about somebody who comes out of rehab, right?
It's about teens in high school doing drugs and having sex.
Okay, but somebody comes
banging.
Out of rehab, it might be the main character or whatever. But the big buzz is that there's like 36 dong shots in the first episode.
This is Valdez's dream. It's living the dream.
Did you watch it?
I plan on watching it today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I think last night was the first episode.
Yeah, it was the premiere.
Are you surprised by this story that J-Lo, I guess she's about to go out on tour again. When was the last time J-Lo had a hit song? I guess she could still
I think
tour.
She has hits.
Just from being famous.
No, I think she has hits.
I know she does years ago.
She has current hits that we just don't pay attention to.
Does J-Lo have a top 40 hit?
I'd bet yes.
Like a top 40 pop hit?
I'm going to bet yes.
Well, she's 50 years old now. She's got some world tour that she's doing. The problem is they're saying, even though it's just weeks away, none of the venues, Cakes, have sold out. Oh, none of them.
Yeah, she's coming to Capital One Arena, I think, in a few
she's
weeks.
She's playing the big barns.
She's playing some big ones. She's playing the United Center in Chicago. They say there are about 3,000 tickets there that are available. She's playing in Wisconsin, where they have 5,000 tickets available.
Like, if you sold 15,000 seats, that seems to be pretty good.
I guess. She's probably used to selling out,
Is that a complete
though.
Bust?
I don't know.
Seems like you can make a lot of money selling 15,000 seats per city.
Yeah, I guess
you can do pretty well. But you know what? If I were, I would play like the Eagle Bank Arenas. I'd play your mid-sized venues, maybe your 10,000-seat arenas so they look full.
I mentioned earlier there was a celebrity that posted her own nude photos after she got threats from a hacker. Bella Thorne. Why is she famous? She had famous parents?
Don't know.
Is she just...
I'm going to guess she was on some sort of show that we didn't watch. It was for like 20-year-olds, like One Tree Hill or something.
She was on Disney, and then I think she was on some HBO show, like Big Family or something like that.
She says, for the last 24 hours, I've been threatened with my own nudes. I feel gross. I feel watched. I feel someone has taken something from me that I only wanted one special person to see. She said the alleged hacker sent her nude photos after he allegedly had of other stars. And she says, the kid sounds like he's 17. She's so angry, but she just released him on her own to take away any of the threats. So there you go. That's one way to handle it, right?
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's silly.
I don't know.
She definitely has pierced jugs.
Yeah, she does. How old is she?
That's so hard.
He's brought it back.
Is she like 25 or so?
She's 21. She's Rom's favorite number, 21.
Blackjack.
Her account was apparently hacked on Thursday. Does she have 6.6 million followers, Bella Thorne?
Yes.
I mean, I've heard the name. I just don't know why she's famous. I guess
it was Big Love, not Big Family.
Big Love, that's what it is. Remember Rachel Dolezal, the woman? Was she like in charge of the NAACP or something?
She got somehow involved, but turns out she's white.
Yeah, what is the term for that when you act like you're black? She was trying to pass as a black woman for years. No, she was trying to pass as a black woman for years. That whole thing blew up in her face. I think she had some deal too where she was getting she not properly admitting her income. Do you remember that? There was some sort of income tax fraud or something.
Yeah, that came later on.
Yeah, and then now she's coming out as bisexual. So even though she has a few kids, she says, that doesn't mean I'm not. She says her first kiss was with a girl when she was 18. So this is clearly an attention dollars grab. Does anybody care that Rachel Dolezal is coming out as bisexual?
No, I don't.
Couldn't care any less.
I don't know. If you say anybody, I'm not sure. But I don't.
No. Certainly do not care.
I don't care.
Thank you, Kevin.
I don't care.
Desperate attempt at attention there, I think. All and last but not least, granny panties are back. According to Drabby, he's saying just ask.
He is the panties expert.
Just That's ask true. Rihanna and Kim Kardashian. I don't know. Are they posting photos of themselves in granny panties?
Yeah, they have pics out when they're in
full butt coverage.
Why? What's the story with that?
In fact, Bella Thorne on her Instagram, where she has 20 million followers, posted a Belfie wearing granny panties yesterday.
What's a Belfie again?
A Drabby.
A Drabby.
The Drabby.
The butt selfie.
You're in the mirror, and you can see the butt in the other mirror or something.
She's wearing granny panties, and it says, Happy Father's Day to all the people with serious daddy issues.
That's funny.
It is pretty funny.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. Come back with more right here on The Junkies.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.